Those trying to tackle the opioid crisis say solving it will take more than money and government help. It'll take a change in attitude. 88.5's Paula Whistle reports.
Stories about the widespread addiction to heroin and pain meds seem to be everywhere. But Lauren Davis with Washington Recovery Alliance says too often the focus is on deaths from overdoses or families torn apart or public health systems in crisis. And she says, well, all of that is true.
What's been missing is really the other side of the story, that we've got 23 million people in this country who are in long-term recovery from substance use disorder, people getting their children back in their lives and getting jobs.
Davis says when the narrative is overwhelmingly negative, it creates a stigma, making people ashamed to seek treatment or even talk about it, and governments less likely to devote resources. Davis imagines a different world where recovery is everywhere.
In which the local town parade has a recovery float.
And the local store has a greeting card section devoted to recovery anniversaries. Davis will be speaking at this year's King County Behavioral Health Legislative Forum, which is open to the public. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.
The forum is free and takes place Wednesday evening at the Seattle Center.